something. Something that he had been doing. Yes, we could do this for a couple of minutes. Huh? So, select your partner, your colleague. We want you to talk for a couple of minutes about Krishna. And both of you talk. One talks, and then you hear. Okay? Go ahead. We want everyone to talk and hear. One person talking, one hearing. Begin. No, we are serious. We want to hear. Talking. Not laughing, talking. Talk something that you heard, something you like. Take pairs, two together. I want to see two persons, if possible, facing each other and talking. is with Mother Yashoda, and he's expressing his liking, special liking for the butter. Says Mayari Mohima Kanabhavai. You know, I love butter. Oh, mother. Jo meva bhagavan kehti to mohi nahi ruchi aavai. You are feeding me with, I think this, it may be there on the song sheet that you were given. Maybe it is there. Mayari Mohi Makhana Bhavai. Mohi Makhana. I'm not going to sing, I'm just going to run through it, just get them, translate that into the language that you understand. He says, Jo meva pakvan kehti. You are always feeding me pakvan, pakvan, pakvan. Chappan bhog, 56 offerings, and 32 vyanjan, so many. But you know, what I really like is the butter, more than anything else. Braja yuvati ek paache thadi sunat shyam ki baat. And as Krishna was talking, Bal Krishna, Gokul, in Gokul talking to Yashoda in Nanda Bhavan, there was another gopi. She was behind Nanda Bhavan near the window, and she was hearing this statement of Krishna and this appeal of Krishna. I like butter. You should just only feed me butter. Forget all this cooking and just give me butter. Mohi ruchi nahi aavai. I don't like really. I like butter. So braja yuvati eka piche paache thadi sunat shyam ki baat. She was hearing, overhearing what Krishna had to say. मन मन कहती कबहु अपने घर देखो माखन खा. In mind she was thinking, oh, you are making so many appeals to your mother. It seems that she is not giving you enough butter. Why don't you come to my home? I will feed you lots of butter. Please come. Be guest of honor at my home and eat as much butter to your heart's content. Baiteja, excuse me. Mathani ke bhiga, mai tabarabho chapani. You come, and as I take note of your arrival, I will just hide somewhere. And then you will think that the owner of this house, owner of this butter is not around. And then you eat butter. I'll make your job easy. When I know you have come, I will just hide myself. And you can eat as much as butter you like. Suradasa Prabhu Antarayami. Compilation of great devotee Suradas, it says. Suradas Prabhu Antarayami. Suradas says that Prabhu is Antarayami. So what this gopi was thinking outside there behind the house as she was hearing, and then she was thinking, Lord immediately took note of what she was thinking. Because he is Antaryami, he is Lord of the heart. He knows what is on our mind. He is Sarvagya Abhigya Swarat. He is Knower. So as she was thinking, Lord took note. He is that's Antaryami Krishna. And then, Gwalini ki man ki jani, and he took note of what she was thinking, and then in due course of time, Lord did go to that Gwalini gopi's home and stole, ate lots of butter, distilled lots of butter. Hari Bol. So when we talk of Krishna, Krishna is known as Makhan Chor. They know in Vrindavan is very famous or infamous. Chor is not, the thief is not very famous. So his title, one of his titles is Makhan Chor, they call it, butter thief. But is he the thief? Or we are the thieves? Everything belongs to him. Butter, butter at his home is his, and butter at other homes, whose property is it? It's his property. It is his property, but if you claim it, then you are a trespasser. And you should be persecuted. And that happens, in fact. This is what is happening. We're getting punished. It is Lord's property, but we are claiming that as our property and enjoying, exploiting. In the words of Prabhupada, we like the kingdom of God without God. Why do I need God for? I am God. Ishwaro aham. I am Ishwara. I am the enjoyer. That's the spirit, unfortunately. Vrindavan, although he's known as, they call him butter thief, but in fact they pray that may Lord come and steal butter at our home. This is their prayer. They are waiting. When is he going to come? He looted butter at this home other day, and that was yesterday, and there also last month, and he has just left us. He's not stealing butter at our place. How unfortunate we are. This is how they're thinking. They think when the Lord comes and is stealing, eating butter at other homes, how fortunate they are. So gopis in Vrindavan, there's a big competition which gopi gets up first and does the churning of the butter and keeps butter ready. Because they think, what if Krishna comes and the butter is not ready? Then naturally we'll go next door. So I better have butter ready at any, whenever he comes. Butter should be ready. So there's a big competition of getting up early. Good reason to get up early, right? Yeah. And this is good. Early to rise. Early to bed, first of all. And then early to rise. That will make someone healthy, wealthy, and wise. So gopis are waking up early morning and churning butter, keeping it ready so that Krishna would come and steal butter. But then they, outwardly, they're making this complaint. Oh, Yashoda, you stop him. Stealing butter. Why don't you feed your own butter? You're not looking after your child. Your butter is not good. Do something. Stop this. Not complaining like this. And Yashoda keeps, no. My boy is such a nice boy. He would never steal. Catch him. Prove it. And all the gopis are endeavoring also to catch hold of Krishna. And they made so many attempts, but every time they attempted, they failed. But one time, one gopi was very successful. Her name was Prabhavati. And she managed to catch hold of Krishna. Right in the middle of his stealing act, stealing butter. And she was very jubilant, thinking, I have become successful, victorious. And she was dragging Krishna towards Nanda Bhavan. And dragging him through this lane and that street and going long way away to Nanda Bhavan, telling everyone, yeah, just see, I have caught hold of Krishna. And everyone was surprised how this lady managed to catch him. And finally they were all happy. Yes, finally he is going to be punished. And so she comes to Nanda Bhavan and she's screaming from a distance, and letting Yashoda know, yes, yes, look, Yashoda, where are you? Come out and see. I have caught hold of your son stealing butter. And this lady, who is in Vrindavan, she had her, she was like that. She was also, she had held Krishna with one hand and she was dragging him and just going like this and calling out, Yashoda, come. And then finally as Yashoda comes and his Prabhupada is now presenting Krishna to, just see, here is your child. I caught him white-handed with a butter. And then Yashoda says, you fool. That's not Krishna, that is your son. She was surprised. Oh, yeah, that was really her son. Then you could imagine she must have really covered her face. How could she now show her face? While coming to Nanda Bhavan, she was thinking, oh, now my name is going to be on the front page of Mathura Times. And now I'm thinking, I better cover my face. Otherwise, cameraman may take my photograph. Foolish lady. So as he was with a big embarrassment going towards her home, Krishna was waiting for her. He said, hey, Prabhavati, come here. So this is last time, okay? If you make another attempt and catch me and try to present me to Yashoda, today I turned into your son, but next time I may be turning into your husband. So that news spread. And then they were not daring to catch him. Because he's unpredictable. He could do anything. And so his attempts of stealing butter and pleasing residents of Vrindavan, pleasing his friends and monkeys and cows serving that way, goes on and is going on to this day. And devotees take pleasure in hearing these pastimes and cherish this and preserve as a big treasure. This makes one's soul happy. more than anything else, any wealth of this world would not make the soul happy. Just sit. We do so much run around and still don't become happy. For a change, we could just sit down and chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and be happy. Or sit down and hear Bhagavatam, hear Krishna Katha, Chaitanya Katha, Ram pastimes, hear Bhagavad Gita, read, share with others, talk to your family members about Krishna, remind them of Krishna, Krishna's instructions, remind your neighbors, friends, countrymen, increase this Krishna Katha. The whole world will be peaceful, prosperous, will flourish, not perish, as it is happening. Men of character will be born out of such sessions as they hear about Krishna. Caring, concerned citizens, knowledgeable, pure-hearted, friendly, equipped with all good qualities. Government should promote this program, push on Krishna Consciousness Movement, facilitate Krishna Consciousness Movement. Will be a big transformation. Otherwise, is there any hope? Crime is rising on everything. I was here last year and this year. Has this country made progress on any front? Crime rate has gone down. It is on rise. What means do you have to minimize it? There's a goodness within. So Krishna consciousness is meant to revive good qualities in all souls, all people of the whole world. So, should go on pushing this, spreading this Krishna consciousness movement far and wide for the benefit of the humanity at large.
Namami Svadam Sat Chidanam Dharupam Lasat Kundadam
Yashoda Bhiyo. Prabhu Dukha Jana.
पादस्ते वृष्ट्याति दिनं वतानो गृहाने समामाज्य यदक्षिदिष्ट्या
who is Satchidananda Rupam, is a Rupa of Satchidan, Satchidanand Rupam. Lasat Kundalam, and he has Kundalam earrings, dazzling, shining. Yashoda Piyo, we have been talking, so out of fear of or from Yashoda, he had jumped down from that mortar, and he's running. And Yashoda is running after him to catch hold of him. Rudantam muhur netram yugmam rajantam. Same description of Bhagavatam we find here. Your Lord is... But they don't consider him Lord. We are calling him Lord, Lord. But for them, in Vatsalya Bhav, the parenthood as those residents of Vrindavan, especially Nanda Yashoda, they take the position of parent, their parents, and that is just their son. So they have right to beat him or treat him, teach him lessons. So he's, that time he's crying, Muhur Netram Yugmam Rajantam Karam Bhoja, and he's rubbing his eyes. And Muhuswasa Kampa is breathing very heavily as he's crying. As a result, the Rekhanka Kanta on the neck, there are three lines on Lord's neck. Sitakraiva Damodaram Bhakti Paddham, and he is bound by love of Yashoda. Iti drikswa lila bhir ananda kunde Svaghosham nimajyantam akhyapayantam.
So these kind of leelas. Svaghosham nimajyantam akhyapayantam. The residents of Vrindavan are drowned in the leelas like this. The kundas, like a lake, are filled with this ananda kunda. Anand, because what is the cause of anand? This leela. Iti driksva leela. Leelas like this. This Damodar leela, like leela and the anand, and everyone is floating in that anand, jumping, diving into that anand. Unto this Lord, Shatavritti Vande, I offer my obeisances again and again. And this Lord is Bhaktair Jitatvam. He is conquered by bhakti. The bhaktas are conquering the Lord just by their devotion for Him. Aham bhaktaha paradhino, Lord. I'm not independent. I'm paradhin. I'm dependent. I'm controlled by my devotees. Varam deva moksham na moksham vadimva na chanyam braneham vareshadatiha. My Lord, varam deva. I don't want this benediction of moksha. No, no. I don't care for moksha or any other kind of benediction. But only thing, idam te vapurnaka gopala balam. This gopala bal, vapu. Your form as gopala bal. Sadame manasi. All the time. Let this be on my mind. Go through my mind all the time. Your form. Kimani, what else do I need? What else do I care for? Idam te mukham bhojam atyantam neelai vratam kuntalai snigdha raktaisha gopya. Idam te mukham bhojam. And then his devotee is praying, oh, that beautiful face of the Lord, with lots of curly hair, enhancing the beauty of his face. Mohushumbitam bimba rakta dharam me. And at some time, Yashoda does kisses the child. As a result, there's sometimes the child's face, Gopala Bala's face becomes reddish, because Yashoda kisses. So leaving some reddish signs, and it looks very beautiful. And that, I would like to contemplate on that beautiful face with those signs of. Hariben. Alam lakshalabhai. Bas, this is all that I need. Alam lakshalabhai. Other kinds of millions of benedictions I do not care for. Namo deva damodara ananta vishno. O damodar, you are ananta, unlimited, vishnu. Prasida prabho dukha jala abhi magnam. Be kind to me. I am just drowning in this jala abhi magnam. Jala abhi. Dukha. Dukh sagar, this ocean of miseries and suffering. Here, get me out of here. Kripa drishti prishtyati dinam batanu. Have glance upon. Let your merciful glances fall upon me. Kuberatmajo baddha murtai vayadvat. The way you liberated those Kuberatmajo murtas. Two sons of Kuber, Manigriva and Nalakkuva Manigriva. Their story is tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be talking how Lord, he has been just bound here, right? But he's not going to Now he wants to do something more naughtier. So more leelas are going to be unfolding. As you keep coming, you will have next scene presented. Lord crawling out, and then two huge trees, and he pulled and they fell down, and two personalities emerged. They were there in the form of the trees, and they offered prayers. And so those details of those will be presented tomorrow, and what follows this uprooting of the trees and that's called a walk in Braj Gokul. And there's a big assembly, Ishtagosti of the Gokul Vasis, and then they took a resolution. We had to leave this place, and they're all unanimous, and how they prepare to leave Gokul. How they cross Yamuna and how they arrive in Vrindavan. This is all the subject matter of tomorrow's presentation. And that will be our final presentation regarding Krishna's childhood pastimes. So many details we are leaving because of time constraints. So continuing with the Damodastra, we are coming to kind of conclusion here. So the way you liberated this Kubeir, sons of Kubeir, Tvaya Mochito Bhakti Bhajo Kratocha, and you gave them lots of bhakti, devotional service, tatha, yatha, just like you did to them, tatha, likewise to do that to me also. Prema bhaktim svakam me prayaccha na mokshi griho mesi damodareha. And I want to remind you, my Lord, no, I don't want moksha, I don't want liberation. I want your bhakti, I want eternal devotional service at your lotus feet. And finally, namoste namahaste. Please accept my obeisances. Now, obeisances unto